AM W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Senate's passed another temporary measure to avoid a partial government shutdown. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer before the vote.
It's good we're not shutting down. And now let us finish the job of funding the government so we don't have to do this again.
The House passed it earlier today. President Biden and former President Trump, hundreds of miles apart on the Texas border today, blaming the other for the immigration crisis. The FDNY had to rescue several people stuck inside an elevator on the 20th floor of the Empire State Building. A suspect's in custody in the fatal shooting of a court employee and a police officer who were serving a warrant at a home in Independence, Missouri.
The circuit court has released information that they were here serving an eviction notice, but that's all that we know at this time.
Corporal Justin Ewing with the state's Highway Patrol and Pennsylvania Law Enforcement Agency, civil defense officials, and elections administrators are coordinating a response to election threats in the battleground state this November. This is ABC News. Researchers are taking a close look at a popular security installation.
An investigation from Consumer Reports says some doorbell cameras sold by online retailers have security flaws that could allow bad actors to view footage or control them completely. Researchers say they found major vulnerabilities with cameras manufactured by Chinese-based Ekin Group, which uses the brand names Ekin, Tuck, and others. The devices were sold on Amazon, Walmart, Sears, and Temu, which removed the cameras after learning of the report. Walmart likewise says the cameras have been removed and were being sold by third-party retailers. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Iowa's Caitlin Clark says she'll leave the Hawkeyes after the season and enter the WNBA draft. She's less than 20 points away from becoming the all-time scorer in NCAA basketball history. The IRS plans to go after 120,000 high-income earners who did not file tax returns going back to 2017. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans who control the state's cash flow will not free up $125 million to fight PFAS pollution around Wisconsin. Governor Evers plans to veto a bill that includes that money, but offered to keep the money in to preserve the state's regulatory power. The Joint Finance Committee also removed an item Thursday for $15 million for healthcare services in and around Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Evers used his line item veto to expand the scope of that bill. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
The Packers restructure a player's contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. The Packers here meeting with players' agents have made a deal with linebacker Preston Smith to pay him more with incentives, but save $2 million off their salary cap. What other changes on defense? I spoke to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Not a ton. You know, I think, you know, this league's a 4-2-5 nickel league, but those conversations will be had over the next few weeks.
NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte to play the Hornets again. Milwaukee looking to go 4-0 after the All-Star break. Doc Rivers says they're doing better each day defensively. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Cubs, but the crew auditioned 10 different pitchers, including J.J. Bukauskas, who struck out all three batters he faced. He's only given up one hit in camp so far. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's throwing the ball good. I remember him throwing the ball good last year at the end. He'll be in the major leagues this year at some point.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky here in the overnight. South winds breezy, mid-20s by sunrise. On Friday, plentiful sunshine, and we'll see high temperatures warming up close to the 50-degree mark. South winds gusting up around 30. On Saturday, partly sunny, mid-50s. It's 33 at our studios.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Max Inc. host Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the morning to you, or afternoon, as the case may be, wherever you are. It is, or even evening, I suppose, if you're on the other side of the planet. I know we have listeners in Australia and a few other places. A lot to talk about today. Mitch McConnell stepping down. Donald Trump and President Biden both visiting the southern border today. Will the most corrupt Supreme Court in history assist the Trump coup? I'll get to that in just a second. Can Illinois kick Trump off the ballot? Looks like they're going to try. McConnell is stepping down, and the massive Texas wildfires in our news summary. In the second hour of our program, Bishop Dr. William J. Barber II is going to drop by. His bold vision, a revolutionary election year powered by low-income voters. In our third hour, Phil Itner is going to drop by at the top of the third hour with an update on what's going on in Ukraine. Geeky science, how ultra-processed foods are linked to bad health. This is an absolutely shocking study that involved almost 10 million people. You're going to want to know about this one. This is amazing. And that'll be, it'll be in the third hour of the program. And our crazy alert, RFK Jr. is endorsing Rand Paul, who he says shows great judgment. He should replace Mitch McConnell. Seriously? Oh, man. But, you know, the big news, of course, is what happened yesterday with the Supreme Court. Back in September, Jack Smith went to the Supreme Court and said, you know, if you want to rule on any of these crazy things that Donald Trump is claiming, like his immunity claim, do it now. And they said, nah, we'll wait for the lower courts. And so we had several months of just kind of grinding through the D.C. Court of Appeals until the D.C. Court of Appeals, in a unanimous decision, one of the judges, a notorious conservative, all said, come on, are you crazy? A president can kill his political opponent and not be prosecuted for it? Seriously? But finally, you know, yesterday, it had reached the point where they couldn't procrastinate any longer. They'd given Donald Trump as much time as they could. And so they just put on hold basically all of his trials, with the possible exception of the Stormy Daniels, election interference, hush money cover-up trial in New York that Alvin Bragg is pursuing. But other than that, in all of his other cases, he's claiming presidential immunity. Now, he can't claim that in the Stormy Daniels case because he wasn't president when he paid her off. But he is going to be claiming that and has said that he's claiming that in all of his other cases. We know that this stopped the one before Judge Chutkan. So here we have four or possibly five members of the U.S. Supreme Court putting their thumb on the scale of the election for Donald Trump. And in fact, they said, you know, we're not even going to hear this for 7 weeks. We'll hear this at the end of April. So maybe we'll issue a ruling at the end of June, which means that Donald Trump's trials are not going to happen before the election. I mean, let's just be clear about this. It's conceivable if the court moves a little more quickly, but it's obvious that the six Republicans on the court, three of whom used to be lawyers for the Republican Party. Brett Kavanaugh, John Roberts, and Amy Coney Barrett were all lawyers for the GOP in 2000 when they all helped put together the briefs on the Bush v. Gore case, where the Supreme Court intervened and handed the election to a Republican because Sandra Day O'Connor wanted to retire. Her husband had Alzheimer's. She wanted to retire, and she didn't want Al Gore appointing her replacement. She wanted George W. Bush to appoint her replacement. And she got her wish. And then when we looked back, when the New York Times and these other newspapers looked back at what happened down in Florida, they found that, you know, at that kind of the last minute, Catherine Harris had decided that those ballots coming out of black neighborhoods where the crappy, dysfunctional voting machines were, where these punch card machines, where the people had written on the card Al Gore, in addition to punching or trying to punch the Al Gore button, she decided that those were spoiled because somebody wrote on the card. And she threw out like 48,000 votes. George W. Bush won by a little over 500 votes, 537, if my recollection is correct. So this will be the second time in the last 25 years that the U.S. Supreme Court has intervened in a presidential election with the clear and obvious intent of handing that election to a Republican president. This is just shocking. And you know, the shock waves are echoing across the internet. Of course, the right-wingers are just giddy about it. Oh, yeah, our fascist, we love this guy. You know, let's just remember that, you know, since the Supreme Court was taken over by Republicans in the 1970s, they tell us that corporations are persons with rights under the Bill of Rights. They tell us that when morbidly rich people or massive corporations bribe politicians, that's merely First Amendment free speech. They rule that American women and girls must live under rules established by a 17th century witch-burning judge. They repeatedly knock down the rights of people living in red states to vote. They make it harder for unions to function. They gutted Obamacare. They ruled it's okay to discriminate against gay people. They flooded our nation with guns. They encourage monopoly. They put shackles on the EPA, ruling that it can't regulate carbon dioxide. And now they're doing everything they can to get Donald Trump back into office so that Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, who are both in their 70s, Alito, if my recollection is correct, Alito is 73 and Thomas is 77, so that they can retire confident in the knowledge that they'll be replaced by somebody even crazier and more right-wing than them. I mean, I think it's really important to keep in mind that the only reason Sandra Day O'Connor, the deciding vote in Bush v. Gore, the only reason that she granted cert in that case, the only reason that she wanted to hear that case was because her husband had just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and she wanted to be able to stay home and treat him, take care of him. She had to retire from the court and she did not want to be replaced by a Democrat, as I mentioned just a minute ago. The former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Richard Signorelli, said, quote, "The Supreme Court will prematurely hear a completely frivolous claim that, if sustained, would allow any president to commit crimes with almost unbridled immunity. This delay in his federal January 6th, this will delay his federal January 6th trial indefinitely. It's a political and traitorous decision from a totally discredited Supreme Court." Jack Smith laid it out. He wrote, you know, a letter, to the Supreme Court. He said, quote, "The charged crimes strike at the heart of our democracy. The public interest is in a prompt trial. That interest is at its zenith, where, as here, a former president is charged with trying to subvert the electoral process so he could remain in office. The nation has a compelling interest in the prompt resolution of this case. In all criminal cases, delay can be fatal to achieving just outcomes. Delay in the resolution of these charges threatens to frustrate the public interest in a speedy and fair verdict, a compelling interest in every criminal case, and one that has unique national importance here." But, you know, the Republicans on the court don't care. I think it's important to care to remember that the stakes are huge, that Donald Trump didn't just rape E. Jean Carroll, damaging her life and mental health. He raped America as well. He packed his cabinet with such corrupt billionaires that five of them were referred by their own staffs to the Justice Department for prosecution. In April 2020, when he learned that most of the people dying of COVID were black people in blue states, he ended America's lockdown and began pushing to get people back to work. As a result, America had more COVID deaths as a percentage of our population than any other developed country on earth. He stirred up religious and racial hatred and encouraged Nazis and racist militias. He devastated the EPA, pushing out over half of their scientists. He cut taxes on his morbidly rich peers, producing an $8 trillion addition to our national debt, more than any president in history. He put three radicals on the Supreme Court and several hundred crackpot, unqualified judges on the federal bench. He sucked up to Putin and trash-talked our Democratic allies. He tried to destroy NATO and promises to finish the job if he's back in office next year. And he empowered religious fanatics who are now on a campaign to outlaw abortion and birth control, working to destroy our entire public school system and stirring up hatred against the queer community. And now six corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court are going out of their way to give him the delays that he desperately needs to stay out of jail and continue his campaign to end our American way of life. And even if or when they rule against Trump, Trump will have won because he got the delay. That's all he needed. Even if they rule against him, he's good. You know, the bottom line here is that if Democrats make it through this election intact, if we can take back the House, hold the Senate and hold the White House, our first order of business next year needs to be imposing a code of ethics on the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas, at the very least, should be recusing himself here. This case has to do with January 6th. His wife was an active participant. She was one of the co-conspirators. There's a broad belief that she's co-conspirator number six that Jack Smith identified in his prosecution document against Donald Trump. But Clarence Thomas won't recuse himself. He's one of the most corrupt Supreme Court justices literally in the history of America, taking bribes, taking money, taking vacations, taking trips on super yachts, hanging out with billionaires every year, him and Sam Alito. That's incredible. It's just boggling, mind-boggling. So what say you? I've got a quick summary of some of the news of the day, too, that I wanted to share with you. In particular, this new IVF stuff is pretty amazing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the Republicans on the Supreme Court would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
From your hometown to Poplar, station for news, this talk, is the Buzz of the North. 910 AM Buzz of the North. 910 AM for news, talk, and sports.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well. And we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So, welcome back. I'm in the nonprofit. I'm still hearing. There we go. Thank you. Welcome back. So, a bunch of things in the news today. Just a quick news summary with my take on each one of these stories. Down in Alabama, the Alabama Supreme Court said IVF kills embryos, and therefore that's killing children, and therefore that's murder, and so we can't have IVF anymore. And Congress, the Republicans, immediately said, oh, well, we'll fix that. We love IVF. That's more babies, especially, you know, affluent white babies, because they're, you know, mostly the people who get IVF. So, you know, being a good person, Senator Tammy Duckworth, the Democrat from Illinois, who has two children from IVF herself. She has introduced legislation, which she has introduced in the previous 2 years as well, by the way, the same piece of legislation, that would protect IVF nationwide, that would provide an exception to abortion laws in any state so that IVF can survive. And Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, a Republican from Mississippi, vetoed it, essentially. She got up because Tammy Duckworth was asking for passage for unanimous consent. If nobody objects, this thing passes, the Senate goes to the House of Representatives, you know, to be considered. But Cindy Hyde-Smith stood up and said, I object. She has objected in the previous 2 years, by the way, to Tammy Duckworth's same bill. So here we have the, and now the rest of the Republican Party in the Senate apparently has lined up behind them. This is what Josh Marshall, you know, the publisher of Talking Points memo said. He said, they're hanging this on Hyde-Smith, but the entire Senate GOP has now united to block a federal law to keep IVF legal. They're all coming out and saying that frozen embryos are equal to living children. These people are just digging their hole deeper and deeper and deeper all because they want the religious fanatics to vote for them. It's nuts. Meanwhile, a judge in Illinois has kicked Donald Trump off the ballot in that state. Now, she put her own decision on hold, so he's still on the ballot. Illinois is voting on Tuesday. But it overturned a decision by the bipartisan State Board of Electors. They had concluded that Trump, in fact, did commit sedition. He did try to overthrow the government. But they said they didn't think that they had the power to keep him off the ballot because that was a constitutional issue. So the judge, Judge Porter is her name, she said the state board has not made any factual determinations regarding the events of January 6th, and that they made it clear that they wanted to get as far away from this case as possible, likely given its notoriety. And sure enough, as soon as this decision came out, Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Chung attacked the judge. Attack the judge. That's what you always do. He says, this is an unconstitutional ruling that we will quickly appeal. In the meantime, President Trump remains on the Illinois ballot, is dominating the polls, and will make America great again. Right. Colorado was the first state to kick Trump off. Then Shayna Bellows, the Secretary of State in Maine, did the same thing. Judge Porter's decision relied heavily on the Colorado decision. This is before the Supreme Court right now, by the way, the Colorado decision. Colorado votes on Tuesday as well, and whether the Supreme Court will rule on this before Tuesday, looks like they probably will, but as long as they don't, that keeps Trump on the ballot. So they don't even have to rule on it. All they have to, because they've, you know, just like, you know, the delay that they're giving him and his other things. A wildfire is just devastating Texas. This fire now has consumed 1,700 square miles. It's burned hundreds of homes and ranches. It's crossed into Oklahoma. This is global warming. I mean, all these grasslands are so vulnerable because there's been drought in that region, and that's global warming. And now you've got wild winds. In fact, they're expecting some snow and rain today and tomorrow, which they think will help a little bit. This fire is only 3% under control right now. But the dry, tinder-like conditions are going to come back on Saturday, and this is going to be a real problem. And finally, Mitch McConnell. And by the way, you know, again, we've been lied to by the fossil fuel industry for 60 years. We really need to wake people the hell up to you know, the damage that this industry has done to the world. Mitch McConnell has said that he's going to step down. I mentioned this yesterday when he made the announcement that he's going to step down from being the Senate minority leader, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate. The race is on. But I have the 17 worst things Mitch McConnell did to destroy democracy. Joan McCarter writing over at the Daily Kos. I'll share that with you on the other side of the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. So stay with us. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay with us.
Rice Lake's choice for talk and sports.
The Buzz of the North.
The Buzz of the North.
910 AM WBZH.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to solve the nation's immigration problem.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gone worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
Sheriff Eric Garza meeting today with President Biden on his visit to Brownsville. Former President Trump was also on the Texas border in Eagle Pass. The Senate's passed a short-term funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House signed off on it earlier today. Jack Teixeira, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents, posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A girl walking to school this morning on Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, found a severed arm on the side of the road. Police searching the area found a disembodied leg buried under a pile of leaves nearby. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Wisconsin next week. She'll highlight the Biden administration's efforts to promote union job growth and apprenticeship programs while in Madison. The White House is not offering more details. Harris was in Waukesha County in January, part of a string of visits from top White House officials ahead of the presidential campaign. It's been more than a week now since anyone's last seen 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers. His grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference this week.
I want my grandson to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop.
His mother and her boyfriend are in jail on child neglect charges. There's a $15,000 reward for information. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky here in the overnight. South winds breezy, mid-20s by sunrise. On Friday, plentiful sunshine, and we'll see high temperatures warming up close to the 50-degree mark. South winds gusting up around 30. On Saturday, partly sunny, mid-50s. It's 33 at our studios.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
So much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Just got a note from our good friends at WCPT in Chicago that I misspoke, or I was wrong. March 19th is the date for the primary election in Illinois. My apologies. And thanks for the tip. On the Mitch McConnell stuff, I'm going to move that into the next hour because, hey, let's pick up your calls here. Brad in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today? And thanks for listening to WCPT.
Thank you. I have a short statement to read, and I'll go off after I read it, and it's about the Christian nationalists. These Christian nationalists, claiming God-given rights, see themselves as modern-day founding fathers that are not subject to existing laws as their forebears of 1776. God never gave them the right to subjugate and deny freedom to those who are different from them. The supreme hypocrisy and religious hypocrisy is that they want to impose their will on those they consider to be under them, which is exactly what the colonial British did to their founding to the founding fathers.
Yep.
Thus, these Christian nationalists are really the modern day British. Their colonial forebears rebelled against. I'll take my answer off air.
Okay, Brad. I would say they're more like the modern day version of the Puritans, who thought that dancing and singing and having recreational sex were all, you know, abominations. And in fact, now there's this huge debate going on inside the GOP about recreational sex, whether they should do everything they can. I mean, the Heritage Foundation just published this video last week. I played it on this show, where this woman is going, you know, we need to make sex dangerous again. We need to get rid of all these birth control pills and get rid of all these condoms. And, you know, sex should have the risk of disease and pregnancy associated with it. These people are sick. Rich in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hey, brother, thank you very much. I wanted to offer first, please, I want to get to Mitch McConnell. But I'd like to offer first, please, this distinction. As you were reading from the Hafner diary, Opposing Hitler?
Right.
Is that the title?
I don't recall. I don't listen to those book reports when I'm not.
We're lucky enough on cue to be able to have that in the ear as the phone is to my head.
Yeah.
So the turn of phrase was victims of propaganda. And I have this understanding of this dichotomy of ideology versus problem solving. Mm-hmm. And as we look at ideology, we are sort of jacketed in how we're going to respond. And we have to really get to an altitude to be in the problem solving mode.
It's true.
There's a song by the Eagles called Desperado.
Yeah, I like that song.
I do too. And the word desperado has the same cadence and size as propaganda. And so I'm not going to sing any of that song because it costs money. Mm-hmm. But if folks will listen to these words and fit them into the song Desperado, propaganda, when will we come to our senses? It's designed as offenses to troll you along. You're being foolish as you get hooked by their deception. The result is inception, and their puppet is strung.
You should make a recording. Rich, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That was brilliant. Jeff in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, we see the corruption of the Supreme Court, and I'm afraid much of a big percentage of our judicial system has some form of corruption in it. I think our Justice Department has a large number, probably in it that might be questionable. And now everybody tells us we need to go vote. We see Fannie Willis being charged. In Georgia, it's not Donald Trump that's on trial. It's Fannie Willis that's right. on trial.
Right.
And so the answer from everybody I hear that we have to do it the ballot box. How many of us think that they're already not setting it up for another coup?
Oh, they are purging Democrats from the voting rolls as we speak. I mean, they're purging millions of Democrats across red states. Blue cities and red states are really going to be hard hit by this.
Yeah, well, they're already, when they go to the rallies and they question the MAGA members when they come out, they say, we're going to take over every 50 of the state houses. We're going to be there. And you know they're going to start the election stolen. I think Donald Trump's already started that. And there hasn't even been the thought of a ballot cast yet. And we're going to go right back to 2020 again. And I think this time when they have the coup, there won't be 20,000 there at the Capitol. There'll be 200,000. And they'll probably burn down the Capitol, the White House, and anything they can do to take charge.
I doubt that.
And I don't think the Democrats are taking this a bit serious at all.
Oh, the Democrats are taking it very seriously. It's just that, you know, when you've got the Supreme Court and you've got, you know, control of the House of Representatives on your side, there's not a great deal you can do other than just yell about it. I mean, it's just... As Reagan said, elections have consequences. And right now, the House of Representatives is under the control of a Putin aligned. He actually, you know, Moscow Mike Johnson has taken money from Moscow. I mean, you know, from Russia, from Russian sources. So, you know, it shouldn't surprise us that he's holding up aid to Ukraine.
I have a sister-in-law that's a prosecuting attorney down in southern Missouri, mm-hmm. and we discussed this over the holidays, and I believe there's rich man's law and poor man's law, white man's law, especially rich white man's law, and black people law or colored people's law. And we're seeing it now, and there's nobody else on this earth that could do what Donald Trump's done to our judicial system and get away with it.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. The privilege and power that comes from being a white billionaire is breathtaking. I mean, you know, just look at, you know, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and what they get away with. It's just incredible. Jeff, thank you very much. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call, as always. I am very terrified about the Supreme Court of basically giving a de facto immunity to Trump. What I'm really afraid of is even if Trump loses the election, now you have a Supreme Court that is willing, if Trump challenges the results of the election, to give Trump Bush versus Gore, they're going to hand Trump the presidency even if he loses. That's what I'm afraid of. What do you think?
I think that it's remotely possible, but we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, it's really hard to predict what's going to happen. It's clear that the Supreme Court or the Republicans on the Supreme Court want Donald Trump back in the White House. I mean, that's clear. They wouldn't have procrastinated for weeks before coming up with it. Well, from September. I mean, they first got this thing in September or had got an opportunity to pick this up in September. And here it is February. In fact, it's almost March.
Yeah. No, I know.
So they're dragging this out for Trump, pure and simple.
Yeah, it's very scary. These judges... they are, in essence, acting. They're doing
they're
a coup,
politicians.
Basically.
Yeah, they're behaving like
they're
politicians.
They're doing a coup for Trump.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you, Trump.
And just
thank
like they did
Trump.
A coup for George W. Bush in 2000. Yep. Alfredo.
Exactly. Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Rob in Mount Iron, Minnesota. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Tom, we got some things that happened in the last 24 hours going to upset everybody and be written down in the history books where people look at in the future. And it's where right now we got a Supreme Court that is absolutely impartial. No, it's not impartial. It's where you're supposed to be looking for an impartial jury and impartial judges. Clarence Thomas is not going to be impartial to anybody because of the way his wife is, the way she has fallen in with the conservatives. There's three appointees on the Supreme Court that are appointed by Trump. They cannot be impartial. So they should have four judges recuse themselves from any future, anything to do with the defendant Trump.
I agree. You know, in 1974, I think it was, or maybe it was 75. I'm pretty sure it was 74. In Nixon, U.S. versus Nixon, in that case that went through the Supreme Court. Yeah, it was 74. It was about the tapes. The Chief Justice, William Rehnquist, recused himself. That was an 8-0 decision. It wasn't a 9-0 decision. He recused himself because of his ties to Richard Nixon. Specifically to a couple of people who worked for Nixon.
That's one, but the whole thing is right now you've got four of them out there.
Yeah.
The whole thing is if you get those four people to recuse, what do you got for a Supreme Court? 3-2 goes for the Democrats.
Yeah, I know, but the simple reality is, Rob, these people are so corrupt and so convinced of their own king-like and queen-like status that they will not recuse themselves. That is how insanely corrupt this court is. Rob, thanks for the call. That's why I wrote this book, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
Your hometown choice for news, talk, and sports. The this Buzz of the North, the Buzz 910 AM, 910 AM, WBZH.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic. My book, Threshold, illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Quote, honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets, end quote. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose, from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you will save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and if you want to save 35%, up to 35%, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 9 minutes before the hour, taking your calls here, Valerie in Las Vegas. Hey, Valerie, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. I just wanted to verify you said that there were public comments for the Centers for Medicare.
Yeah, there were. I'm not sure if that public I think it closes today, as I recall.
I just want to make sure I've got, so is it CMS.gov?
I believe so. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me right now. I did when I did the story.
Okay.
But that's Center for Medicare Services, CMS.gov.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it says it's through March 1st. So
right.
I went ahead and sent something. So
oh, good.
Pass it on.
Yeah, good. And thank you, Valerie, for bringing that up, because you're passing it on right now to a whole lot of people. So, you know, hopefully more people will go to Medicare.
Thanks for all you do.
My pleasure. And thanks for the call, Valerie. Aaron in Mount Morris, Pennsylvania. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. So on the topic of immunity for official acts, a point I don't see very often, and I'm really not sure why. I guess I'm kind of a radical person, and I see a root problem with this even being considered as an issue. As I recall from high school civics, there is an intentional separation of powers that is vertical as well as horizontal, not just three co-equal branches of government, but also between federal and state. And it's my understanding that unlike Trump's claims that it was his responsibility as president to look into election problems, there is no role for anyone in the federal government to administer, oversee, or otherwise influence their own elections. That's the right of the state.
By and large,
there has been. It seems to be a clear violation of this vertical separation of powers.
There has been, on multiple occasions, times when Congress intervened in that process. The most recent one was in 1994 with the Motor Voter Act. And prior to that, the big one, of course, was 1965, the Voting Rights Act. So there are some federal roles with regard to elections. But the administration of elections itself, as you point out correctly, is entirely left to the states.
So, I don't know. I don't see that argument being made in the appeals court. So I wondered if I slept through that class. Also, do you think Jack Smith can force Clarence's hand by charging Ginny?
I would love to see that happen. There's widespread speculation. He's got six or seven unindicted co-conspirators in his indictment of Donald Trump around the January 6th event. And one of them, co-conspirator number six, all of the descriptions of that person match Ginny Thomas pretty clearly. Now, it's possible it's somebody else. But I think the best guess is that, in fact, it is Ginny Thomas. And I would love to see him bring an action against Ginny Thomas. I don't think he's going to do it. It would be like a nuclear bomb going off in the GOP. And frankly, I think Merrick Garland is terrified of the political consequences. The guy is such a wuss. But I would like to see that. I think you're right. Aaron, thank you very much for that. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I am actually an admitted member to the SCOTUS Bar and wanted to point out, unfortunately, this is the situation with SCOTUS having granted cert and being willing to hear the matter on immunity. It's actually worse than we think. If you look at the SCOTUS practice rules, their rules state that the court has a one-year term annualized from first Monday in October to the day before the first Monday in October of the next year.
So they could wait as late as the end of September to bring down their ruling.
Wait, it's worse.
Okay.
Any case that's pending at the end of the year continues into the next year. So they could wait until November to issue an opinion. It is by tradition that they've issued opinions up until late June, but there is no written obligation in the court's rules to do so.
Wow.
I think that will be the ultimate sign of just how bought off they are.
Yeah.
If they get past end of June and no opinion has yet been released. But I just kind of wanted to put it out there that what we're hearing is the best, air quotes, best case scenario of late June.
Amazing.
And it's ultimately going to fall to all of us at the ballot box and educating our friends and family as best as we can.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. If we're going to save America, it's going to have to be us. I mean, literally, it's going to have to be us voting and overcoming all the efforts, particularly in blue cities and red states, to purge Democrats from the voting rolls, which are ongoing. I mean, in the last 5 years, they've purged something like 7 million people off the voting rolls, mostly in blue cities and red states. That's where most of these purges happen, because that's where the Democrats are, and that's what the Republicans want to take out. Marie, thank you. Thank you for the call, and thanks for the information. That's shocking, but not surprising. And I appreciate your sharing your knowledge with us. Very considerate of you. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour. Dr. Barber has postponed. He'll be on the show later in the week or next week. He had a health issue, I believe. So I've got, a couple of stories for you. We'll pick up on the other side of this break. I think you'll find fascinating about Mitch McConnell and a few other things. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com.
Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of...
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.